$1,000 of Enron stock in 2000, even as the share price rose. This is IRN.
Many people think of Branson, Missouri as a wonderful little town in the Midwest filled with great shows, amusement parks, world-class golf courses, beautiful lakes, and endless shopping. Well, Branson is all of that and more. That's why we're proud to introduce to you Branson's new showcase resort, the Grand Crown. The Grand Crown Resort is located right smack in the center of everything Branson has to offer. The folks at the Grand Crown Resort would like to extend an invitation for you to come visit Branson. Now get ready to take down this number. For only $99, you're going to get a three-day, two-night vacation, includes first-class hotel, breakfast every morning of your stay, preferred show tickets, and much, much more. It's a great value and our way of saying thanks for dropping by and checking out our beautiful new resort. Now here's that number to call to get Branson for $99. 1-866-338-1377. That's 1-866-338-1377. And I can't wait to see you right here in Branson.
Israel is considering a response to yesterday's suicide bombing in Tel Aviv that killed 8 bystanders.
Israel isn't saying what it'll do in response to the suicide bombing attack, but it's blaming the Palestinian government. That's led now by Hamas, the radical Islamic movement. The other one, Islamic Jihad, took responsibility for the bombing.
Mark Levy, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, says the Palestinian Authority needs to take a clear stand against acts like this suicide bombing. Uncertainty over Iran's nuclear program has sent crude oil futures through the roof.
Crude oil futures in Singapore have hit a new intraday high, surpassing even the peak right after the interruptions from Hurricane Katrina. And Mantel Williams of the AAA says things could get worse just in time for summer vacations.
Historically speaking, it looks like it's possible that we could hit the record high this year.
Here at home, pump prices have already begun to rise. In suburban Washington, D.C., prices at one independent retailer rose 8 cents a gallon Monday during the business day. I'm Brian Thomas.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands?
Modern Bible Scholar.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Senator Don Rogers, a former state senator in California. How many years were you in the state senate?
I was there 10 years. Before that, 8 years in the state assembly. So a total of 18 years in the California legislature.
How did you put up with 18 years there?
Well, it was pretty interesting for the most part. However, after 18 years, I was ready to get out of politics and get back into the real world. But it was an interesting experience. It was frustrating because I ran into, a majority of the both houses were controlled by the Democrats, and I'm a Republican. It was difficult for us to get much done in a meaningful, constructive way because the other side had control of both houses, and we did have a Republican governor except for the years that Jerry Brown was governor. So we were able to, hold down the fort a little bit with the veto power of the governors, but beyond, as far as getting a bill passed and getting it to a governor, that was worthwhile to forget it because it was very, very frustrating.
And, of course, the Democrats really were able to control the state because it kept gerrymandering the districts so that they were able to essentially always ensure their people got elected and they would always be in a majority, even though the Democrats are not necessarily a majority in the state of California. The way they rigged things, and by gerrymandering, they could do that. Didn't they gerrymander you into a Democratic district?
Listen, they tried every way in the world they could to defeat me every election that came up, because, I would debate against their bills and vote against their bills, so they didn't like me. In fact, they had nicknamed me Senator No, because I voted against so many of their unnecessary, unconstitutional bills. But I tell you an interesting story. One year I was up for re-election, and they redrew the lines. They gerrymandered the lines, and they took my house out of the district. In fact, so I was going to have to move in order to stay in the district that I was going to run for a re-election in. 2 weeks before the election, they changed the line. They moved it one block and put my house back in the district. I thought that was awfully nice of them, but they tried every way in the world they could to defeat me, and they didn't work. I ran 9 campaigns, counting city council races. I won every race, and I don't mean to sound immodest, but the fact is that in that district, the Democrats and Republicans both agreed with my philosophy of limited government and less taxes, so they kept electing me in spite of what the gerrymandering that went on.
And I think there are an awful lot of good Democrats out there who are concerned about these ideas of liberty, and they sometimes take positions we disagree with on moral issues, but they really want to get the government out of the bedroom, and they want to get the government out of our lives, so they go along with abortion and homosexuality. Of course, we would oppose them because they're morally wrong, because of God's laws. But, I mean, certainly Democrats aren't necessarily bad people at all, are they?
No, they're not. No, in fact, the district where I was that I represented, most of the majority of the Democrats were very conservative people. So that's why I kept getting reelected with bigger and bigger margins every time that I ran for re-election.
Well, that isn't the reason you voted for a term limit, so that you could actually get out of the Senate, was it?
Well, what had happened is that Willie Brown, remember Willie Brown,
oh,
who was Speaker of the Assembly?
So well.
Willie personally. He's a bright guy, but he had built a machine in Sacramento that was just so strong, and there was no way that the voters could break it up. So that's why term limits was necessary.
And of course, we got rid of Willie Brown, but we got in people that did almost as bad, you know. But anyway, let's get back to the subject of global warming, because, I mean, we're told, oh my goodness, the Arctic ice cap is melting, the Antarctic ice is melting, and soon, you know, our cities are going to be flooded. And I've seen textbooks for our students, you know, in schools, and they just show the tip of the Empire State Building sticking up. Everything else in New York City has been covered up with water. So,
yeah.
You know, what's the real truth about the melting of the Arctic ice cap? Doesn't it melt ordinarily in summer and freeze up again in winter?
Well, it isn't quite, you know, that seasonal, but it is determined by the activity of the sunspots. What we find is that the more active sunspot activity, when it gets more intense, that you have a tendency for the planet to warm up. In fact, in 17 out of the last 19 warm spells, yeah, over the last 10,000 years, 17 out of 19 warm spells coincided with peaks in solar activity. So that's what's causing it. It has nothing to do, really, with seasons. You know, the more sunspots you have, the more heat you're going to have. And right now, we're at the peak of an 11-year cycle of the most active sunspot activity in 300 years. So Dr. Stan, that's what's causing it. And you know, I call these people extreme environmentalists who predict, well, you know, we're going to have melting of the ice caps, the polar caps. Now, these polar ice caps, north and south, are a mass of, for the most part, a mass of ice that's floating on the ocean. Well, you know, I remember my high school science classes. I had a professor, and he brought a pitcher of water in. He put a big chunk of ice in the pitcher of water, and he marked the side of the pitcher, the fluid level. And after the ice melted, we looked, and lo and behold, you know where the fluid level was?
Same there, same level.
Exactly the same place, because when you put the ice in fluid, in water, it displaces the water. So when it melts, it winds up exactly the same place. So these extreme environmentalists claim that the south, the polar caps are going to melt, and the south half of Florida is going to be underwater, and all the ports in the United States are going to be underwater. It's not true, you know. And these people, the trouble with these extreme environmentalists, Dr. Stan, it's not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Well, Chris, the other thing is that some of them do know the truth, but what they really want is more government control. There is no problem that the environmentalists talk about that a new series of federal laws won't supposedly cure, and ordinarily they make it worse, because every time the government interferes, why, you begin to disrupt every aspect of society with those unintended consequences or so-called blowback effects. So, but the environmentalism is simply a cover to be used for total control of our lives. That's why Earth Day just happens to be Lenin's birthday. But,
yep.
You know, they never tell the kids. They're celebrating the birthday of that wonderful, totalitarian, brutal monster, Vladimir Lenin, who actually led the Russian Revolution. That's what we celebrate on Earth Day, but there's not one in a thousand Americans know that, and that's the inside joke. The communists throughout the world, they laugh at the stupidity of the Americans celebrating Lenin's birthday every year. And
yeah.
It's coming up real soon, isn't it?
Yeah, April 22nd.
Isn't that nice?
Very, very soon. But, you know, I have another aspect on that, too, about these groups that are so-called studying this problem and come up with these models and predictions. You know, for the most part, these groups are supported by our tax money. And if you notice, they'll get a grant for 5 years to support their group. Well, lo and behold, you don't hear much from them until about a year or 6 months before their grant runs out, and then they come out with some report that supposedly is going to scare the American people, and lo and behold, they get their grant renewed for another 5 years. And then you don't hear much from them for five more years, and then they come out with another frightening report. These people are making a good living, Dr. Stan, on our tax money, and they don't want to see the gravy train stop. That's another reason why you keep hearing this stuff from these people.
Well, what would happen if we actually had the Kyoto Protocol and we had to drastically reduce, these CO2 emissions? I mean, what would happen to our economy? What would happen to our ability to drive our cars? I mean, they'd have to raise the price of gasoline up, to $6 or $8 a barrel. A gallon. And incidentally, that's exactly why they're doing it. They want to raise the price up because they want to get you out of your car, but they're not telling you this is all manipulated. Oh no, it's the wicked Arabs or the OPEC or Saudi Arabia or maybe Saddam Hussein who's responsible. No, they're doing this intentionally. And every time, there's more oil out there than you could shake a stick at. There's tremendous amounts of oil and alternative energy. That's why they've blocked the use of nuclear power for so long, so they could use oil to generate it. Now, when they did away with that, natural gas, so they could boost the price of natural gas up. Rather than using cheap and efficient nuclear energy like they do in Japan, like they do in France, like we are financing for China. We are financing the nuclear plants in China, but, we can't build them here in America. Why, there might be another Chernobyl.
Yeah, you're right. It's unfortunate. Most of these people, they don't like our free enterprise capitalist system, and so they're trying to weaken it. And if we were to agree to that Kyoto Protocol, let me tell you, the economy in this country would really be wounded. And before we get away from polar ice caps, let me make one other point here, if I may, Dr. Stan.
Right ahead.
The planet Mars, is about, it varies from 35 million to 63 million miles away from the Earth, depending on where it is in its orbit. Well, a few months ago, Mars was closer to the Earth than it usually is. It was only about 35 million miles away. Well, they trained the telescopes on the planet Mars 35 million miles away, and lo and behold, you know what they saw? The polar ice caps on the planet Mars are receding.
My goodness, you mean our global pollution is getting up there?
Well, maybe one of your listeners could explain and convince me that the exhaust from my automobile is causing the polar caps on Mars to melt. I think you're going to have a hard time convincing me that I'm doing this 35 million miles away. But maybe they have a point, But I'm all ears. I'm open to whatever explanation they can give me. But this thing about polar ice caps, you're seeing it happening because of the sunspot activity. The Earth is heating slightly, and take the South Polar ice cap, for example. In a way, getting a little bit of an increase in temperature is beneficial to keeping the ice cap large because you get a buildup of snow when it gets, sometimes it's too cold to snow down there. So now when you get a little warmer, you're getting a lot more snow on the east side of the polar cap, and it's dropping off on the west side, but for the most part, it's gaining instead of losing. So, these people, they it's not that they're ignorant, it's just they know so much that it is not so.
Well, when you have a media that is as biased as ours, when you have an educational system that is dumbing down our people, and they honestly believe what they're being taught, I know I believe what I was taught when I went to school. I never realized I wasn't being educated, I was being indoctrinated and given all sorts of ideas that just aren't so. But this whole scam of global warming is an attack on the American economy. They know that, but the average American who really believes in global warming and wants something done about it has no idea that he's voting to impoverish himself, his family, and generations yet unborn. Well,
yeah, let me mention one other thing, if I may, about the greenhouse.
Yeah, well, let's talk
about that. Got to have some kind of a roof over a greenhouse for it to be a greenhouse. And so they're saying, well, we've got this layer of carbon dioxide up there that's causing this greenhouse effect. First of all, you know, carbon dioxide is heavier than air. I don't see how I can go up instead of down. But there's another point. This greenhouse roof, so-called roof, it won't allow the heat to rise, but it allows the sun's heat to come down from the sun. So is it one directional? It doesn't make sense to me, Dr.
We'll be back in just a moment here, and welcome your calls at 970-689-8255.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network. The program you're listening to is a rebroadcast. Please do not call the network at this time. And thank you. Whether you're considering individual, family, or small business group insurance, consider getting the information you need from a licensed insurance broker. Neil Muhlberg can help you find the best prices available and sort through a broad selection of plans from leading health insurance companies such as Humana, PacifiCare, Imerica, or Blue Cross Blue Shield. Secure your future and freedom to choose. Call Neil Muhlberg at 303-499-2735. Neil is a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and he will give you the personalized care that you deserve. Neil specializes in high-deductible health savings account qualified plans where you can get reduced premiums and the ability to use prepaid tax dollars to pay for covered and uncovered medical expenses such as dental and alternative care. Copay plans are also available. Neil offers inexpensive accident plans, network dental, critical illness, disability, and life insurance. Use Neil as your agent broker. Call 303-499-2735.
16 of 16 terminal
2784.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Senator Don Rogers. And of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, maybe you disagree, maybe you really believe there is global warming, because after all the scientists and everybody else agrees. Could it possibly be that they're lying to us, that they're creating our reality? Well, our number 970-689-8255. And you'll hear, you know, you'll see these pictures. You actually see it on television. You know, the glaciers crumbling and falling into the water. But they don't tell you that, you know, at other times the glaciers reform. And they may be falling into the water on the west side of Antarctica. They're building up on the east side of Antarctica. And we're actually getting more rather than less ice. But they create our reality with what we see on television. And what we hear on radio and what we read in the newspapers. And it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, if you say it often enough, the common people will accept that as truth. So, Senator, how are we going... Oh, well, you were beginning to talk about the greenhouse effect. In other words, there has to be this roof up here that somehow is trapping the heat. That's what they're trying to tell us.
Yeah, well, you know... It doesn't make sense because they say it's trapping the heat, so it's building up on the earth, yet this so-called roof up there, it allows the heat from the sun to come and all the way down to the earth. Does that mean this roof is what I call unidirectional? It only allows heat to go one way and not the other? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think it ought to allow the heat to go both ways. So it's another farce. It's another thing that is not true. I see all these so-called extreme environmental experts telling us, oh, yes, it's so. But it's not so, Dr. Stan.
Well, you and I know that, and I hope our listeners know that. And when they understand there's an agenda behind this, just there's an agenda behind the entire environmental movement. And, of course, it is socialism. It is government control over every aspect of our life and ultimately the destruction of all freedom here in the United States. So anyway, you know, certainly you've done everything you could to let people know about it. Let's talk a little bit about the ozone hole. This was the great scare in years past, because we use Freon here in the United States, or we were using it, you know, in our aerosol sprayers. Oh, you have an ozone hole over the South Pole. Why would you get an ozone hole over the South Pole when supposedly, you know, it was related to the use of Freon in the Northern Hemisphere?
Well, actually, yeah, you're right. You know, supposedly the ozone layer was being destroyed by the use of chlorofluorocarbons, which is the gas that causes the aerosol cans like spray paint and inhalers and all of that. That this was going to destroy the ozone layer. Well, ozone is created by the sunlight, the ultraviolet rays of the sun going through our atmosphere. So now, if you have the chlorofluorocarbon used by spray cans causing the hole in the ozone layer, wouldn't you expect, Dr. Stan, the hole to be above where a lot of people are using chlorofluorocarbons?
That would be the logical thing.
Yeah,
but
like above Los Angeles, above New York, Chicago, London, places like that. But no, you know where the hole in the ozone layer occurred? It was over the South Pole.
Sure.
Now, you know, we got penguins down there, Dr. Stan. They walk a lot, but they don't use hairspray. So here again, it's another farce, another untruth that's being foisted on the American people. And now, because the ozone is created by sunlight, and it's summertime now in the Southern Hemisphere, so they're getting a lot of sunlight, so they're creating a lot of ozone down around the South Pole and South America. So lo and behold, the ozone hole has disappeared, Dr. Stan. And these extreme environmentalists are panic-stricken because they're running around. They can't find their ozone hole. Well, you know, using chlorofluorocarbons and spray cans has absolutely nothing to do with the hole in the ozone. So here again, they said, you know, if we don't do something, the ozone's going to be destroyed, and we're all going to get melanoma, skin cancer, we're all going to die. Here again, it's just another scare tactic to get their grant renewed for another 5 or 10 years.
I had a friend of mine, Dr. D. Gordon Edwards, who was a biologist over at San Jose, University of San Jose or San Jose State, and he actually went down to Tierra del Fuego, south of Argentina, you know, getting very, very close to the Antarctica. And, you know, to find out if the people down there were really, getting melanomas, you know, if they were out in the sun, you know, sunbathing. And the people there laughed at him. He said, too cold, and nobody goes sunbathing here, you know. There's only a few people there, and they're all bundled up, even in the middle of summer, and about the only people who live there are a few sheep herders and some sheep. I mean, there are no sunbathers, but most people never stop and thought about that, you know, and if it was said, it must be true. After all, look at the marked increase in melanomas. This is a scientific fact, but of course, they say the figures don't lie, but liars figure, and when they want to convince the American people of something, they can come up with statistics that will certainly verify their findings, you know, about the global warming and all the scientists who agree, and it's all a lie. Well, our number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. How are we going to convince the American people of the implication of what's really going on, that this whole thing of global warming is really a scam to get us out of our cars, to shut down the use of electricity? In fact, everything is conservation, conservation, conservation. That is the agenda. It is to get us to conserve, but really to get us to lower our living standards and basically to impoverish the people of this country. Senator, how are we going to get people to understand when they control the media and they're just a few voices of sanity out there in a world gone mad?
Well, you know, the American people, if you give them at least some of the facts, they're pretty bright. I think they're a lot brighter than the politicians give them credit for being. But, you know, you mentioned about the if you have a shortage of something, The way you solve it, in my mind, Dr. Stan, is you find more of it. You produce more of it. Well, in the case of petroleum and crude oil, we are sure we're importing about 60% of what we use now from other countries. But what we ought to do is get more independent, and we can do that in a lot of ways. There are a lot of places offshore, California, Florida, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, a lot of places that can be explored, and we can find some huge new oil fields. But the environmentalists here are politically have got us blocked because they say, oh, you know, we're afraid of oil spills and we don't like the seeing these offshore platforms on the horizon. Well, you know, to me, that's a small price to pay. And besides that, the techniques, the technology now is so good that the probability of an oil spill is very, very remote. They had one back some years ago off the coast of California that was admittedly, it was bad, but it only lasted a few weeks, and it was cleaned, Mother Nature cleaned it up.
We'll be right back here with Senator Rogers. And, if you have a question or comment, love to hear from you. 970-689-8251.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mineral alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Do you suffer with bad breath, bleeding gums, gingivitis, or canker sores? Or would you like to keep your mouth healthy without using harmful chemicals? Vitamir has the answer. A natural and effective toothpaste and mouthwash with a unique and patented formula that thousands are using and feeling that squeaky clean sensation. To order or for more information, call our toll-free number, 888-558-8482. Remember, the beginning of your health starts with your mouth. Vitamir products are available at most fine health food stores, including Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods Markets, and Sunflower Market. Or you can visit us online at www.vitamyr.com. That's www.vitamyr.com. Call us today at 888-558-8482.
Back here, our guest this morning, Senator Don Rogers, former state senator here in the state of California, and certainly in my estimation one of the outstanding legislators we've had. But right now we have John calling from Northern Colorado. John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Stan. Yes, the state senator from California made an excellent point, is that to prove that whether we do or not have global warming, my guess is that we do have global warming. But it's not because of CO2, because, like he says, it's heavier than air. How can that be unless CO2 goes up there because there's no gravity on this planet? You see, but
well,
there is gravity, so it's got to be lower than air.
Yeah, well, if there's no gravity, we'd all be floating out in space.
Right, right. But that's what they want us to think, that, hey, there's really no gravity, so CO2 is up there and air is below the CO2 level. But the point that he made that really goes home is the fact that if you need to compare to see what's going on, do it with another planet, and that's what he did with Mars. like you said, the polar ice caps are melting there, and the only explanation could be is that we have a greater sun flare-up. Now, the point of oil...
Either that or they're doing too much driving on with automobiles up on Mars.
Up there in the sun, yeah. Right. Yeah, somebody's driving too much on the sun, yeah. The other point here is oil. We don't have to do any more explorations. We've got all the oil we need. What about the Alaskan pipeline? Where's that oil going? It formed the state center about Gull Island. He doesn't know about that, does he?
Well, that's another subject. But anyway, anything else? Did you have a question for the senator?
Well, that's my point that I wanted to impart to him. He did mention oil exploration, and he needs to know about Gull Island.
All right, fine.
All right, thanks a lot.
God bless you, John. Thanks so much for calling. And certainly I think that the senator's point is so well made. Oh, we are not being allowed to drill for oil. Why? Because they want shortages so they can get the price up, so they can get us out of our cars, so they can get us to conserve. They really want to lower our living standards and get it back, America back to the way it was before the wicked white man came. And if you don't believe it, you need to read their plan. It's laid out in the Global Biodiversity Assessment, came out at the Secretary of Summit, published by Cambridge University Press, and we have it summarized in my sustainable development syllabus. Well, certainly, Senator, you know, the biggest thing, you know, certainly I believe the American people would recognize the truth if they heard it, but how are we going to get them to hear it, other than you getting out of my program, and we don't have that large an audience?
Well, thank goodness for programs like yours, Dr. Stan. At least, you know, you're able to reach some of the people, and hopefully the word will get around, and, you know, John called in, you know, he makes a good point, and he agrees with me, and which I like. But, the thing about it is that, take the, ANWR, you know, the Arctic, Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. We don't know, what there may be a huge oil field up there. A few years ago, they discovered Prudhoe Bay and, laid a pipeline, a 700 mile long pipeline from Prudhoe Bay down to Valdez, Alaska. Well, the environmentalists said, oh, you're going to destroy the caribou habitat, and the caribou are going to leave and disappear. Well, what's happened is because the pipeline, you have to heat the oil because it's cold and keep it moving on in the pipeline. It melts the snow along the pipeline and creates vegetation and water. The caribou love it. It's the pipeline's only 4 feet in diameter, Dr. Stan. And half of that's buried under the ground. The caribou love it because it provides food and water for them, and even in the dead of winter. So they line up along this pipeline, and they're happy and comfortable, and they get amorous. And we've got more caribou now than we've ever had before.
Well, you're not suggesting that maybe the environmentalists were wrong in their estimate. Hey, we've got one more caller. Let's get to him. Who's calling in? Who's calling in?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Hello, I'm calling to comment on the Senator's appalling lack of scientific knowledge on a topic that he just mentioned, global warming.
I see.
He mentioned that the atmosphere, he was casting aspersions on the theory of global warming because he felt that how could the atmosphere be unidirectional for energy and warmth, and in fact that's exactly what happens. The atmosphere is transparent to the shortwave solar radiation coming in from the sun, but it's opaque from the terrestrial longwave radiation. It is re-radiated back to the earth, and that's exactly how the greenhouse effect occurs. This is
tell me why was Greenland green 1,000 years ago? It was green and lush, and why is it so, I mean, why was it so much hotter 1,000 years ago? Was it the greenhouse effect then?
Yes, there was a greenhouse effect then.
I see. Was it related to CO2?
Yes, it is.
And 1,000 years ago, was it man's production of CO2 that led to the greenhouse effect and driving the cars and automotives and generating plants? Was that what created the greenhouse effect 1,000 years ago?
No, there was CO2 in the atmosphere from millennia. There's also CO2 in the atmosphere today.
That's right.
Most of it is not anthropogenic or generated by man's activities, but the difference is that the balances between the terrestrial and atmospheric and oceanic fluxes. That's what makes the difference. And
what's
the
primary greenhouse gas?
Excuse me?
What is the primary greenhouse gas today?
I know you're going to, this is a trick question.
No,
it's
water.
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 The answer is water.
95% is water. Senator, how would you respond to this gentleman?
Well, you know, I understand where he's coming from. I just don't agree. I don't think it's that complicated. He's trying to complicate the picture. To me, it's very simple. It's sunspot activity creates abnormal warming, and we've got history. Like I said, 17 out of the last 19 warm spells coincided with sunspot activity. It had nothing to do with activity of mankind on the Earth. So I just I think my explanation is a lot more simple than his, but I think it's closer to the truth.
All right, fine. Do you have anything else you want to reply to the senator?
We're
out of time. Thanks so much, Senator. I really appreciate you being with us.
Okay, you're welcome, Dr. Stan.
Bye bye.
Bye.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. If you really would like more information about this whole environmental movement, who funds the environmentalists? Why our government, the great tax-exempt foundations, which, of course, are dedicated to socialism, the great corporations, even the oil companies, they just love the environmental movement. Why? Because it does away with competition. It keeps people from drilling oil and flooding, our nation with cheap oil. And if we did away with all the restrictions, we could get gasoline back to 50 cents or 75 cents a gallon. That's the last thing that they want. They don't want cheap oil. They want shortages, and they want to use that to regulate us. If you'd like more documentation, we have a great 4-tape set on oil. The oil deception, we have certainly 4-tape sets. We have several of them on global warming, where you hear experts in this field talking about this scam. And incidentally, they do not insult people, when they go and say, oh, you just don't know what you're talking about. They discuss the issues rather than using insults to put down the opposition. And then, of course, you need to get our syllabus on sustainable development. There we've summarized the plan of the elitists, how they want to use the environmental issue to control our lives. and basically to limit the number of people in the world. And you can get the Sustainable Development Syllabus and either the four tape set or the video. We suggest you get all of them together at a specially reduced price. It's so important that you have the information and you can discuss these issues intelligently rather than insulting people. You're going to do far better by asking questions. Why was Greenland green 1,000 years ago? Well, it was because the Earth was warmer. Was it because of the CO2 in the air from automotive emissions and from certainly electricity-generating plants? No, we did not have those things at that time. It was related to the activity of the sun, and that is why we've had maybe a degree or two of warming since 1600. But actually, the more CO2 we have, the better the plants and other things grow. And if you put things into a CO2 atmosphere, why, of course, you actually stimulate plant growth. So understand it's a scam. But since they control the minds of so many people, why, you're going to hear these issues over and over and over again. And anybody who tries to tell you the truth will be insulted. How could you be so stupid and uninformed? That attitude of demeaning. But you see, this is not an intelligent discussion, because science is certainly on our side. My good friend Dr. Arthur Robinson sent out questionnaires, and 17,000 scientists who deal with the atmosphere, many of them risking their jobs with government or their future grants from government, admitted that although there may be global warming, it is not related to man's activity. It is not related to man's activity. So really, the thing that we must understand is that it's a scam, but we're under attack on every side. We're under attack morally, we're under attack economically. Our nation is on the verge of financial collapse. Our monetary system is collapsing. The price of gold and